As promised, the Trump administration released thousands of records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The release consists of approximately 80,000 pages of previously classified records, according to the Department of National Intelligence. Most of the digitized files come from the President's Commission on the Assassination of President Kennedy, also known as the Warren Commission, established by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1963 to investigate Kennedy's death. The Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in assassinating Kennedy on November 22, 1963 in Dallas. The commission determined that Oswald fired three shots from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository building, hitting Kennedy twice while the president was riding in a motorcade through Dealey Plaza. Oswald denied the claims and insisted he was innocent, telling reporters he was, quote, just a patsy. Oswald was never tried in court because 2 days after Kennedy was killed, a nightclub owner named Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald on live television while Oswald was being transferred to the county jail. The debate about whether Oswald acted alone or as part of a larger conspiracy, pointing to other organizations, ranging from the mafia to the CIA, continues to this day. Trump signed an executive order in January ordering the declassification of the files, along with records pertaining to the assassinations of Senator Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.